producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Chipotle CEO apologizes and vows to be the safest place to eat. Poor Chipotle. Boy, they have been in the news over and over and over again. I hate to say this, but you want to get a lot of advertisement and a lot of buzz. It's not good advertisement, though, but boy, have they been in the news, and boy, have they made headlines. Not, though, the type of headlines that you want. Apparently, they had to close now 43 restaurants in Oregon and Washington State after health authorities linked an E. coli outbreak to 6 restaurants in the region. And I know some of you are like, well, I don't eat a Chipotle. I don't have a Chipotle in my neck of the woods, so this doesn't relate to me. Actually, this is something to follow, because remember, restaurants and restaurant chains, they share certain, food additives and, and ingredients. And so if there's some warehouse that's supplying Chipotle, what if they're supplying the chain in your neck of the woods of some restaurant? So remember, Starbucks had to recall their panini sandwich because they used the same celery onion mix in their panini sandwich, which really kind of sounds yummy right now, Costco did for their rotisserie chicken salad. So whenever something like this happens, even if it's not a restaurant that you don't eat, you know, a lot of us are like, look, I got too much to worry about. Fine, the Chipotle thing I can put on a back burner, that doesn't affect me. It can. All right? I mean, look, they have to close that many restaurants. And what if you hung out with somebody and, you know, you drank from their cups and they didn't wash their hands after they pottied, you know, before they served you your food? You know, these outbreaks, don't have to just be exclusive to Chipotle. So Chipotle, they say, has been aware of the outbreak now for a while and has had time to prepare. They think some people were actually getting sick back in the summer, but they didn't link it to this. Either they didn't know or, you know, who knows. But Chipotle said on Friday that they have taken the aggressive actions to implement industry-leading food safety and food handling practices in all of its restaurants and throughout its supply chain. Seattle health officials closed a South Lake Union Chipotle restaurant Thursday for repeated food safety violations. You know, if there's ever any good to something bad like this, is now they are on the radar. Okay? And my guess is if a Chipotle wants to stay open, they are going to have to be 180%, okay, clean and proper and doing everything by the book. One of my listeners had brought this up a while back, and it's being brought up in this article. Is it because of fresh foods? Okay? You know, do we not see these types of outbreaks with some of the other fast food restaurants? Because most of their food comes to you packaged and, seasoned or pickled or salted, etc. And so you kind of have a fresh Tex-Mex style establishment, and so they're more at risk of spreading something like this. I think so. The more fresh you are, the more of an issue you have. You know, like if you go to a restaurant and they open up a pre-cooked packaged chicken and then that, you know, kitchen only has to reheat it, you're going to have much less issues than somebody taking raw, fresh chicken, slamming it down on the cutting board, and then, you know, cooking with that. And so, this is why, like I said, this is a very, very interesting a story that we need to follow, because we're trying to push away from, you know, the McDonald's type hamburger story. Like, you heard that story where somebody had a McDonald's hamburger sitting around for years and it looked identical. Okay? I mean, it looked identical to what you could buy at a McDonald's. And they said there's so many preservatives in them that these things don't rot. Now, you still don't eat them, and they still are, you know, could be laden with bacteria if they're sitting outside for, you know, who knows how long. But, you know, you have X amount of preservatives in your food, you know, it's less likely to transmit E. coli and some of the other sorts of bacteria. There was a norovirus outbreak that we talked about also at a California Chipotle. And this is a disease that spread person to person. Chipotle is taking precautions to ensure that the location is properly sanitized before it's reopened. So according to Mr. Ellis, they say that Chipotle will recover financially. Okay, and many analysts do share this opinion that Chipotle is going to be just fine. They said, we have closed our restaurants out of an abundance of caution and tested all the ingredients, surfaces, thousands and thousands of tests. They all came back negative for E. coli. Cohen and Company downgraded shares of Chipotle Mexican Grill from an outperform rating to a market perform rating and dropped their price target for the company from 775 shares to 515 shares in a report on Monday. I know we were talking about the stock market. If you were going to buy Chipotle, wait till it falls some more and then boom. Yeah, I think it's going to recover because, again, people are very, very anti-fast food now, okay, and they want to feel like they're eating fresh. They want to feel like they're eating healthy. But, guys, we got to understand, the more fresh, the more healthy, the more, you know, newly washed vegetables that are sitting there and the meats that are fresh and then need to be cooked up, et cetera, you need to make sure that your staff is doing it right. And if your staff is doing anything halfway, if somebody's not washing their hands, if a manager is not overseeing what they're supposed to, bad things can happen. And this is an example. So, you know, having a restaurant, that's a lot of, I want to open up a bar with my friends from medical school. We were going to, we wanted to be doctors, of course, but I like to sing. One really knew how to do, you know, jukeboxes and, you know, he kind of had a little jukebox business. I also knew how to, you know, tend bar and, you know, make some drinks and serve them and that. Then we had a couple musicians and we wanted to do that. All right. You know, until somebody, and you always have kind of a nerd in a group, you know, your bean counter said, hold the phone. What if somebody gets sick? You know, how do you recover from that, somebody getting sick? Well, people get sick all the time. But, you know, yeah, you got a bunch of doctors, yeah, who know how to do the music, know how to do the entertainment, know how to do the bar. You got to serve food. Who's going to be watching that? So it's a hard business to do. It really is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, so today I was on KABC, Doug McIntyre and T-Ray, talking about how little kids, we're talking toddlers, more and more are being put on antidepressants and antipsychotics. In this one story, they were talking about Andrew Rios' seizures. He was 5 months old, and they got worse. At 18 months, an epilepsy medication caused him violent behavior. They then added risperidone, which is a drug that we use for schizophrenia and bipolar in adults. We don't really use it in kids especially under 5 years old. They say the little boy screamed in his sleep, seemed to interact with people and objects that were not there. His frightened mother researched risperidone and found that the drug was not approved, never been studied in children, as far as she knew, especially as young as Andrew. And she was upset. Genesis Rios said it was just, take this, no big deal, like they were Tic Tacs. And she said, you know, because she lives in Rancho Dominguez, California, he was just a baby. So apparently this article is talking about, and there's been a bunch of articles out there, that doctors are willy-nilly prescribing psychiatric medications. But, you know, I had to, you know, stop and say, you know, look, okay, we have an issue here, okay? A doctor doesn't really prescribe something like that, like Tic Tacs. Right? And I think, you know, something must have happened from a communication standpoint where the, you know, the mother did not feel like she understood why the doctor was giving the patient the medication. All right. You know, when we talk about the term off label, okay, when we use a medication off label, that's like, for example, okay, you guys take Benadryl, diphenhydramine for allergies. Some doctors will say, why don't you use that to sleep at night? So you don't have to be taking all these sleeping medications and these, barbiturates and benzodiazepines. So you take a Benadryl for sleep, and it's, I don't know if exactly diphenhydramine has an FDA label for that. I don't believe it does. Even though Tylenol PM and Advil PM and those medications are they're used for sleeping aids. But say, look, why don't you just pop a Benadryl and it's going to make you sleep and you'll be able to fall asleep. That is a way how a doctor would use something that's off-label. What do you do, though, when you have a child that has a psychiatric issue or has autism or has been born to a mom who had done crack, cocaine, phentermine, etc., and these kids come out of the womb or they're really young and they have violent behavior, withdrawn behavior, don't want to go to school, don't want to interact with other kids, don't want to potty train? What do you do? And so, you know, we have medications out there. We have medications for adults, but they just haven't been studied on kids. And why isn't that? Well, how many moms do you know would very gladly volunteer up their child to be, you know, tested on a medication? All right, how many parents would do that? And, you know, some of you will say, well, there are. There's the parents that have the kids that have violent behavior, and they're like, do something. But remember, in these studies, not everybody gets the active form of the medication. Many of them get placebo. So you enroll your child in a study. You have no idea if they're going to get an active medication that could cause side effects. You don't know if your child's going to get a placebo. So you think they're getting the medication. The kid thinks they're getting the medication, but it's not doing anything. And, you know, and a lot of parents don't want to put their child through that. Here, take a pill. Here, do this. Here, do, you know, a lot of parents don't want to enroll their children. And so it's, and that's understandable. So, I mean, if I was a mom and my kid was having an issue, I don't know if I would want to, you know, waste time studying a drug. I would want something that I know works. Look, just treat my child, study, you know, I don't know, away from my child. And, you know, as a parent, you feel that way, especially when you're worried. It's your baby. So I have to understand that as a doctor. It's very easy for me to say enroll your kid in the study. It's not that easy for the parent, and we need to understand that, okay? We need to put ourselves in their shoes. They say almost 20,000 prescriptions for risperidone, which is risperidone, Seroquel, and other antipsychotic medications were written in 2014 for children 2 and younger, a 50% jump from 13,000 just 1 year before, according to prescription data company. Prescriptions for the antidepressant fluoxetine rose 23% in 1 year for that age group to about 83,000. The company's data does not indicate how many children receive these prescriptions, but previous studies suggest that the number is at least 10,000. IMS Health researched the data at the request of the New York Times. The data did not indicate the condition, though, for which these prescriptions were written. Now, they say, according to this article, doctors are generally free to prescribe any medication for any purpose they see fit, so some drugs can occasionally be used in unproven and debatable ways. But what worries them is the volume and rapid rise in antipsychotropics, such as antipsychotics and antidepressants in kids 2 and under, suggest a trend. Now, you know, I was on, you know, Doug McIntyre and T-Ray on KBC this morning, and I was talking about when I taught Sunday school. There was a child, and they were like, you taught Sunday school? You know, was that at the Church of Satan? No, it wasn't, okay? They were like, boy, they must have been really desperate for teachers. Okay, but I was able to finish my question, And I love them. They're funny. And I, not my question, but my statement that, you know, there was a kid where I don't know what his diagnosis was. Oppositional defiant, attention deficit. I don't know what it was. But he would just wreak havoc on that room. And so when, you know, when you look at these stories and these studies or these media articles that doctors are willy-nilly prescribing a medication, okay, something must have happened for that child to get into the doctor's office. So if the mom brought the child in and said, we have a problem, he's getting kicked out of school, he's hurting other kids, I'm afraid he's going to hurt himself, do something, then the doctor turns around and writes Risperidol, that's a much different scenario than what they're trying to say, that doctors are free to write whatever they want, so here's a patient coming in and he just hands them the medication. So I'd really like to know what the hell happened in that, you know, office visit, because for the doctor to hand her Risperidol, the mom, what did the mom say the child was doing? Okay, it obviously wasn't a well child check going, yeah, little Johnny's fine, he feels good, you know, he's great, no asthma issues, no eating issues, he's developing fine, you know, just fill out his kindergarten form, thank you, you know, or his preschool form, thank you. That doctor's not going to just hand them Risperidol. Okay, so, I mean, we need to really kind of, you know, what did the mom say? Why did she bring the child into the doctor? And then when the doctor gave the medication, you know, did he talk about side effects? Did he talk about what the medication is for? And then did he say, okay, follow up in a week or two so we can see how the child is doing? Did he suggest a psychiatric referral? So, you know, before everybody panics about this, because I know it sounds bad. It sounds like doctors are just writing antipsychotics. Okay? You know, Prozac. Prozac is approved by the FDA for depression in children 8 and older and for obsessive compulsive disorder in those age 7 and older. Your Prozac is, however, a quote-unquote antidepressive medication, a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor that helps raise serotonin. I've seen sometimes Prozac prescribed for kids with autism, and some parents say it calms them down. It allows them to be less OCD. They're able to interact a little better. And so, you know, is it being used off-label? Yes, that would be an off-label use for it. But, you know, we don't have enough studies. We don't have enough labeled uses for these things. Most antipsychotics, which treat schizophrenia and bipolar, those are only indicated for kids 10 and older. Why? Again, it hasn't been studied in kids younger. Risperidol is approved for children as young as 5, but only for irritability associated with autism. Now, there's other psychiatric medications that are being used, like Valium, okay, Klonopin. And these have been used for seizures in the very young. Now, one of the reasons why they use these is because if you sedate, okay, and these are sedatives. I know many of you guys could pop a Xanax before going to work, but they are considered sedatives, okay? Maybe it'll decrease the hyperexcitability in the brain, and you could, you know, and some of the seizures will decrease, okay? And we have noticed some anti-seizure activity with some of these benzodiazepines. In fact, if you're an adult alcoholic who drinks alcohol all the time, and then you miss a couple days, and you go into a seizure, you know, one of the things we do is we give you, one, in the hospital to prevent seizures, Ativan, and sometimes to treat the seizures, we'll give you Ativan. So we use benzodiazepines for seizures. And many people in the pediatric field are, you know, a little bit more comfortable with those medications. We still don't know what the effects are on their brain. You know, and one thing, you know, they were talking about with me on KBC is, you know, you putting these kids on Risperidol and, you know, Seroquel and these medications, can it affect them neurologically, their neurodevelopment disorder? Yes, it can. However, what are we treating to begin with? What is the condition that they have before we feel the need to treat them? Because that could already be causing a neurological deficit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week, I believe it was early last week when we were discussing, you know, Jimmy Carter's melanoma treatment and his miraculous response to the treatment that he was on. Some of you have written, you know, how wonderful a response is that if we don't get to have the access that our former presidents do to health care. It's kind of an interesting point one of my listeners brought up. You know, Jimmy Carter, 91 years old, you know, did he get the best of the best of the best treatment? Meanwhile, you know, we're sitting here dealing with $1,000 a month insurance premiums, $15,000 deductibles, and we wouldn't even get to touch something like that. It's an interesting conversation. Fox News discusses who's too old for major treatment. Age is not always a barrier. There was a 90-year-old Irwin Weiner who had heart surgery. He actually stopped for a pastrami sandwich after he got his heart surgery on the way home from the hospital. Dorothy Lipkin got a new hip at age 91. 94 years old William Gandon goes to the hospital for cancer treatments. And according to Fox News, Jimmy Carter is not the only non-agenarian, okay, to withstand rigorous medical treatment. His old age is no longer an automatic barrier for aggressive therapies, which is why I thought his story was still a beautiful one to tell, okay, despite where you stand politically, because we have stage 4 melanoma, which has killed thousands upon thousands of us each year in America, and we have a 91-year-old who is being treated for the medication, and it works, it's working, I should say. And knowing that, you don't have to shy away from treatment just because if you're a certain age. Remember we used to think 65 years old was frail? No. Being 65 is not frail anymore. So, you know, if 91-year-olds can get treated. Didn't Kirk Douglas just celebrate his 99th or 100th birthday? Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize he was the same age as Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra unfortunately passed, but and he would have been 100 years old this weekend, this last weekend. The point that they're not making, but what was made up by my listeners are, will we be able to get this kind of treatment ourselves? If longevity and we're, you know, and if our life expectancy is increasing, as we think it will, and I'm sure in our lifetime we'll see life expectancy increase to the hundreds, okay, easy. All right, we're already seeing it into the 80s. I'm sure we're going to see it into the 90s. And by the time we're old enough, you know, we'll probably be seeing it to the, you know, to the hundreds. I'm what, 44 now? There's a very good chance that in the next 60 years we'll have that increase in, you know, life expectancy. I'm going to want the new hips, and I'm going to want the cancer treatment, and I'm going to want to, you know, I'm going to want to get full court press. That's just, you know, that's just what I want. I plan on working. I, you know, have family to support. You bet your butt I'm going to want to work. But are you going to be able to get that care? Treatment for Carter, 91 years old, had included surgery, radiation, the new cancer drug, had fewer side effects. The 90 on up population now hits in America 2 million people. 2 million of us are over 90. That's nearly tripled in recent decades. They expect the pace to continue. They say many are struggling with more than one age-related illness that makes them poor candidates for aggressive and often costly care. Lipkin, now 93 years old, had hip replacement surgery 2 years ago. Arthritis had made it difficult for her to walk. She had been a dancer when she was younger, tried to remain active, and so she had her hip replacement. Now, they say some 90-year-olds are fitter than some 60-year-olds, but for you to get some of these treatments, you still have to qualify for, you know, certain, you have to have certain criteria. At MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, the oldest patients are evaluated by geriatricians, who are specialists, obviously, in the medical care of the elderly, and they make sure that they're able to tolerate the harsh treatments. Physical, mental health are assessed, etc. Now, you know, my mother-in-law had just turned 70 and unfortunately passed away. She had a very weak heart. She had diabetes. And when they decided to move forward with her cancer treatment, I think it destroyed her. You know, now, we don't know how long she would have lasted if she didn't get treated. So, you know, I support, you know, her direct family's decision to move forward with treatment. You know, but, you know, some people, they just can't handle it. You got some people that are, you know, solid as a rock, like Jimmy Carter. But then you have others like my mother-in-law, where I believe her bowel perforated, and that's what I think happened, you know, during some of the treatment, and unfortunately she went into sepsis and died. May she rest in peace. So, you know, from an economic standpoint, okay? Are we going to be able to? We have 2 million people 90 on up, okay? Are we going to be able to help our elderly? It's a question. It's an ethical question that we have to discuss, okay? Do we have the money? Do we have the resources? Okay, if you're 90 on up, you're going to be covered under Medicare. Well, we already know Medicare is starting to falter and starting to, you know, wobble up the knees because we have a lot more people living longer. A lot of discussion about raising the Medicare age. A lot of discussion of cutting the benefits. All right? So here you are. You're 90 years old. You put in your dues. Well, is Medicare going to be around later? So, and these treatments are expensive. The medication, I don't know how many thousands of dollars. I thought I read it somewhere. But it was a multiple $1,000 treatment that Jimmy Carter received. All right? We don't have that kind of money. We don't have that kind of money in our savings. Let's say you socked away $200,000 for retirement when you're 65. You socked that kind of money away, $200,000. You think that's going to last 25 years with the way, you know, costs are going up? Grabbing a burger is like $9 these days. So you don't have that kind of money. If that's all you have in retirement, which, by the way, is pretty good to have $200,000, wow. I can only imagine having something like that. I haven't been able to stock anything away. You can't be spending that kind of money on your health care. So I don't know what the answer is. So you have to come up with a plan. And I don't know what the plan is. Some people say, well, then you know what? Do this. Get everything done when you're in your 60s while they'll still allow you to do it. You know what, though? But, 25 years on a joint, that's... you can only go so far. You get a new joint when you're in your 60s. Will it last another 25 years? We don't know. We don't have enough people in the 90s and 100s to test, how long their knee replacement worked. Okay, we want to do a knee replacement and it be just done once. When we do a hip replacement, we only want to do it once. So I don't know what the answer is, but it was an interesting topic brought up. And, yes, Jimmy Carter is wealthy, and, yes, he has Secret Service, and he's a former president. So, yes, he's going to get treatment. Can everybody else get this sort of treatment? It sounds like people are in their 90s getting treatment. But is it going to be very practical by the time we need it? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The UK's healthcare system is hooking up with Tinder to recruit organ donors, okay? There are many people in need of organ transplants, and so they're trying to find matches on Craigslist, social media. So the United Kingdom's National Health Service is aiming to facilitate those connections with a new partnership. For the next 2 weeks, people who use a dating app, Tinder, and swipe right to match with three celebrities will be encouraged to become an organ donor in the country. I've never done Tinder, so I don't really understand the whole swipe right. I guess I would think swipe a credit card, but I don't think that's what they're talking about. They say while a third of the UK population have registered their intention to donate on the NHS organ donor register, millions more support donation, but haven't taken the final step to sign up. Joining the register takes only a couple minutes, about the same amount of time as a few swipes on Tinder. BBC.com reported that there are nearly 7,000 people on the transplant wait list in the UK, and that more than 6,000 people across the country have died while waiting for an operation over the past decade. So, I'm not sure where we're at with America. I know our wait list is longer than the transplants available. I don't know if we're going to have to go to social media for help. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a new study that provides some of the strongest evidence yet that using an antidepressant while you're pregnant, especially in the last two trimesters, like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, may be linked to higher risk of autism spectrum disorder. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are most commonly prescribed antidepressants, and what they do is they work on boosting your serotonin in the body and in the brain. The research published in JAMA Pediatrics on Monday involved the analysis of health records from Quebec from January 1999 and December 2009. During that time, 145,000 full-term infants were born, not twins, but single infants, and 1,000 were subsequently diagnosed with autism. The average age of first diagnosis was about 4.5 years old, and the average age of children at the end of the follow-up was about 6 years old. Boys with autism outnumber girls 4-1. Researchers identified 4,700 infants were exposed to these antidepressants in utero, with 4,200 exposed during the first trimester, 2,500 during the second and third. Of the first group, 40 were diagnosed. I apologize, we're having pop-up issues. And it just, 40 were diagnosed with autism, and the latter group, 31, were diagnosed with autism. So when they took into account maternal depression as a factor, that translates to no association for the use of antidepressants in the first trimester, but an 87% increased risk if the mom is taking it second or third trimester. The researchers said there may be several mechanisms at work that explain the phenomenon, and it has to do with how serotonin impacts brain development. That's tough to say, okay? I mean, you know, these, you have a developing fetus, you have a little baby, a little infant, okay? And it's very hard for us to say, wait a second, Prozac really causing something as severe as autism? Come on. But how do we know? How do we know when the brain is developing? I mean, I'm still blown away at how babies come out normal. Like with the heart where it's supposed to be, you know, with the eyes and the brain development, and it blows my mind, you know, how everything has to work perfectly for the human baby to come out a healthy baby with two arms, two legs, you know, one set of genitalia as opposed to her hermaphrodism. Now, we do have a variety of things that do happen, you know, where you have chromosomal translocation and you have some babies born XXY, you have some babies, some children born, you know, with, certain developmental disorders. We have that baby that's been circulated online where most of his skull is missing. And so, I guess, you know, there's pictures of him with Santa and, baby's still doing well. Baby's still alive and doing well. But, so we don't know. I mean, you can't say something, you know, that's easy for an adult to take. All right. Is it, you know, going to be safe for kids? And, you know, how many years have these antidepressants been out such that we could study what it does long term? You know, Prozac's been around since what, I believe 80s or maybe 70s. Okay, Zoloft came out in the 80s, Paxil, you know, maybe a little bit before then. So, you know, these medicines have been out, Zoloft came out in the 90s, I apologize. So these medicines have been around 20, 30 years, but, you know, have we linked any of them to Alzheimer's? Have we linked any of them to, you know, neurodevelopmental disorders in adults? No. I mean, they need to study it, and maybe they are, maybe they're not. So we don't know. What we do know is we have more and more children being diagnosed with autism. Diagnosed. I don't mean, I'm not saying we have more occurrences or incidents of it, but more diagnosis. So what is it? We got to look back and go, well, what are we doing more with our children or during the pregnancy than we have in the past? What are we doing that's different from years before? Okay, if the incidence is going up. All right, well, you take a look. Okay, well, you know, moms are getting better, you know, prenatal care. All right, you know, maybe moms are older. Maybe dads are older. What else are we doing? And I'm not saying this causes any of it, but, you know, you got to take a look at what are we doing. Well, we're ultrasounding them more. We're doing more tests, okay? We're vaccinating our pregnant women with the flu shot. We're making sure they all get a flu vaccine. Again, I'm not saying that causes it, but you need to look at, you know, what are we doing more often? We're vaccinating our kids with more vaccines. Again, no link to autism. We have cell phones, okay? You know, moms are carrying cell phones in their pocket. All right, we don't think a cell phone causes autism, but again, it's something to factor in. Okay, you know, what are babies and feti being exposed to? right? And what could be causing it? Or is it that, you know, the same amount of autism is out there and we're just diagnosing it better or diagnosing it quicker? You know, in the olden days, you'd put somebody into a mental institution. Nowadays, wait a second, okay? You know, we aren't just going to lock them up. We're going to work with them. We're going to incorporate them. We're going to work with them. So, you know, we need to study this a lot more. And, you know, when I delivered babies, there were women who were on their Zoloft before pregnancy. And Zoloft at the time was a Category B. It was an SSRI Category B, and we kept them on it. All right? And because of postpartum depression, we made sure women stayed on their Zoloft. We used Zoloft for postpartum depression. Well, what about breastfeeding? Did we study, you know, what about breast milk? You know, can you give baby breast milk that has Zoloft now? Okay, could that be affecting them when they develop? So it's very difficult to study. Studying the fetus, studying an infant, extremely difficult. Very difficult. And so I don't know what the answer is. But right now, we're trying to recommend that women go off their antidepressants, okay, if they are not severely depressed, okay? We don't want anybody hurting themselves, okay? But if they were taking it to kind of, you know, stabilize the mood, help sleep a little bit better, balance things out a little bit more, some of the gynecologists, you know, are going to be, or some of the obstetricians are going to be having a different conversation than somebody that has severe depression and go, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't take me off. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say too much sleeping and sitting is as bad for you as smoking and drinking. All right? A new study suggests that indulging in too much sleep and inactivity, very unhealthy. If you sleep 9 hours or more, we talked about how that could put you at increased risk for early death. The Sachs Institute's 45 and up study included more than 230,000 people in Australia age 45 and older. For each participant, the researchers counted how many unhealthy behaviors he or she engaged in, including smoking, drinking alcohol, eating unhealthy foods, being physically active, exhibiting sedentary behavior, etc. And about 30% of the participants reported engaging in two or three of the behaviors. After 6 years, 16,000 people in the study died. So researchers found that people who were not physically active were 1.6 times more likely to die than those who were physically active, which is basically less than 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity a week. But how many of us, I mean, how many of you guys exercise to that degree? And we talked about last week, I think it's ridiculous that we have to actually prescribe how much activity you need. But, you know, look at your day. Okay, I don't think I sit that much, okay? I am running around. I mean, look how many jobs I have and careers I have. I got so much going on. I feel like I'm running all the time. But look, to do a radio show, I have to sit. I'm sitting for a few hours a day to do the radio show. Then, to prep the night before, and to prep that morning, again, I'm sitting. When I'm doing reports for my patients, I'm sitting. Okay, now work in the olden days, you were standing a lot more. Okay, you know, my car is right outside the building. I don't have to walk a half a mile to get home, or a mile, or 2 miles, or 3 miles to get home. The car is right there, as long as it works, God willing. So, you know, you may think that you're active, and you're running around work, and you're going up and down the stairs, and you're getting up from your desk, but your body was never designed to sit for 2, 3, 4 hours at a time. Yes, you could relax. Yes, you could sit with the family. But let's say, you know, back in the olden days, okay, you had the fire, right? You had the kids, and you had the family pet, okay? You still got up. Then you had to work on the fire. You got back down, went to get something. You know, you didn't just sit for hours. Television these days, internet, it engages you for hours at a time. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.